Welcome back to our study of Deuteronomy. We have been in chapter 27, and we've just been reading about all the different curses that were to be pronounced from Mount Gerizim. Excuse me, from Mount Ebal. And so we want to talk to you about words.
Yeah, the blessings were spoken from Mount Gerizim, and the curses were spoken from Mount Ebal. A lot of people don't understand what this actually means because they don't understand the power of words. And that's why people speak so frivolously in their everyday conversation, not even understanding what they're saying. But when God said, speak the blessing, that blessing has gone out. Inherent in the words is the ability to produce what's been said. And so a person could choose to walk in that word, believe that word, and see that word produce in their life. Conversely, the curse had gone out from Mount Ebal, so the words are over the land. Blessing and curse, it's already spoken. And so if one refused to walk in the blessing, by default, they're going to walk in the curse. There's no gray area. So you can walk in this or you can walk in that. Now, it's words. The blessing's words. The curse is words. Which one do you believe? Which one are you walking in? If you believe in obeying God, you'll walk in obedience to God. If you don't believe it's important to obey God, you won't obey God, and your consequence of that is you're under the curse then, because it's already been spoken. It's not that God's going to say, I curse you. No, it's already out there. The word's out there. And you think about this, Jesus has died for the sin of the world. Jesus is not going to be crucified again. And so when you got saved, when you got born again, it's because the Word was already out there. It's not because God's Son did something that particular day. You did something that particular day. You chose to come out from under sin and the curse of it, to walk in the blessing of the grace of God by believing in the Lord Jesus Christ. You with me? So the word's out there. And a lot of people think, well, you know, God's going to curse me for this. I've had people to say that. God's going to curse. No, He's not. The curse is out there. The blessing's out there. God's already done what He's going to do. And here's the amazing thing. He had them to say it. How about that? They are pronouncing over themselves the blessing or the curse. They spoke it, and it doesn't retract. According to research, words are never retracted. That's why Jesus said, by your words you're justified, by your words you're condemned. And so what you say is extremely important. And then it's extremely important what you believe. Paul said it this way, quoting from the Old Testament, I believe, therefore I speak. People today try to believe what they speak. No, you speak what you believe. If you're not believing it, you're saying it is not doing anything. But when you believe and speak it, that word is impregnated with the power to bring itself into fruition. You want to talk about the word of this power?
Yeah, we looked at, if you want to turn with me to Hebrews, just right at the beginning, Hebrews chapter 1, verse 3. who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person and upholding all things by the word of his power. I'm just going to stop right there. By the word of his power. That word there in the Greek is rhema, spoken word of his power. That word power is dunamis. In other words, God's power spoke. You think about the power of that. God's power spoke, upholding all things. Now, we say, if I may.
Go ahead.
We can say there's power in the Word of God. God's Word is powerful. We can say, we can quote, God's Word does not return void. But if we all had a revelation inside of our hearts of just that fact that God's Word produces, that would change our perception of everything. That means that every single word that He speaks in here is true for us today. If we believe it, it's going to be produced. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. It is done. It's a done deal if we believe it. Now, here's another caveat about the power of words. The words you speak also produce. We were talking today about the fact that, you know, the world is run by words. How does government govern? By words. Words are spoken and then words are enforced. How's a war started? By words. How is a war ended? By words. Our words that we speak are so powerful. That's why God tells us there's death and life in the power of the tongue. We can dig our own grave with our tongue, so to speak. What we say matters. What God says matters. You know how He brought everything into creation? If you go to Genesis, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Now listen. And God said. God said what? God said words. What words did He say? Let there be light. You know what? That word produced. Look at the rest of that verse. And there was light. God's word produces. Everything that we see around us in creation is a result. It's a product of God's word producing. You, your born-again nature that you have on the inside of you is a product of God's word producing. Somebody, by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, spoke the word of God to you. You decided to take that word, believe it in your heart, and it produced a new nature on the inside of you. God's nature on the inside of you. God's word produces. Is the same true for us when we speak by the inspiration of God, of the Holy Spirit, and we speak His Word? Will that Word produce? Yes. You know what? That Word will deliver. That Word will heal. That Word will illuminate. That Word will give just revelation. Isn't that an amazing thing? We don't understand the power that's inherent within us. You know that Word is seed? Jesus taught us that. The word is seed. You remember reading about that? What does seed do? Seed produces, doesn't it? It grows. And what kind of seed do we have on the inside of us? What are we allowing to produce out of this mouth? So the blessing and the curse, they're words. You know, we had a magnificent experience today where the power of God just moved mightily in this office. And you know how He moved? By words. Words were spoken in faith. And those words produced. They moved on the heart of an individual and blessed. So this blessing and curse, there's no doubt about the fact that you'll be blessed if you follow the Word of God, if you're obedient to that Word of God. There's no doubt that you'll be cursed if you don't. We like to think that there's, like Pete said, that we like to think there's a gray area. And we want to straddle the fence. Try to please the world, try to please man, try to please God, tip our hat off at Him. There's no gray area. You're either blessed or not. Words produce. Your words produce. Have you ever heard somebody walking around and say, "How you doing? I got this pain. I got that. This is so terrible." You know what? It's going to be terrible. Just speaking all that
death.
Just death. You ever walked up to somebody and they said, "How you doing?" "It is well." You know what? It is well. It sounds so simple, doesn't it? But unless we have that concept, unless that has been illuminated to us and we have a revelation about just the pure fact that words produce, you'll say anything with your mouth and not even think twice about it. You'll say something so foolish that will just crush an individual. You know, words are so powerful, they can absolutely destroy a person. You'll say it and then say, "I take it back." Not even understanding. Y'all, as born-again believers, as people who are committed to studying the Word of God, we need to understand how powerful our words are. We need to teach other people. You know how you do it? You do it by example. Watch what you say. Sometimes you just don't say anything at all.
Yeah.
Just keep your mouth closed. That's the very best thing we can do sometimes. Amen? Your words produce. God's words produce. His words don't return void because within that word is the power to produce. That is a fact. That is just as sure as the sun's going to rise tomorrow. That's just as sure to me as I know when this physical body dies, I'm going to be in the presence of Jesus. It's just fact. It's not a hope, and it's fact. Words matter. We really have to stop trying to believe what we say and only speak what we believe. Otherwise, it messes with your faith. Because if you can't even believe what you say, do you think you're going to believe other people what they say? What about God? Are you going to believe Him, what He says? Or are you going to think to yourself, "Well, I hope it's true for me"? There are people out there. I used to be one of them. Yeah, I'd like to be saved. I'd like to think that'd be true for me, but I'm not good enough. Not understanding the power of God's Word.
Got to figure out which way to go with this, okay?
Took you.
Yeah. No, that's good. You ever heard of verbal abuse?
Yes.
What is that?
Words.
Negative words. And I want to go back to the word of His power. Not the power of His word. The word of His power. What does that mean? Power spoke.
Mm-hmm.
Now think about this. If a 2-year-old, 15-pound, walked up to you and said, I'm going to pick you up and body slam you, you wouldn't pay a bit of attention. Yeah, right. But what if a 6'5", 350-pound man said, I'm going to body slam you, buddy? You'd probably think about it. You want to weigh things out a little bit, right? One you know has no power. He doesn't have the power to bring those words to pass. This other guy, I mean, he can probably bring that to pass, so I better walk soft, okay? This is what we're talking about, the difference between power speaking and word speaking. What impregnates the word with power? The power that spoke it. You follow me?
Yeah.
And so this is why it's so important to believe what we say and say what we believe. This is the way God operates. Anything that God says is out of power. How many of you believe God's powerful? So what God said is out of power. That word is out of power. And so what power said, if you do this, you get this. If you'll do that, you'll get that. It's not it may happen. It will happen. As Heather was talking, I was standing here thinking about the people, their different attitudes toward the Holy Spirit. This is an amazing thing, especially when you look at speaking in an unacquired language. You can't speak the language. You don't know the language. And the Spirit of God in you would start, there's an utterance that comes up. The power of God is bringing the utterance. You follow me? And so those words are spoken out of the power of God. Words coming out of power. Now here's what happens. They're powerful words. This is the will of God. It's the ways of God. God will do what that word is, whether you know it or whether you don't. That word produces. But it's power speaking. You think about this with the Old Testament prophets. God gave them a word. Power. Put a word in them. Inherent in that was the ability to bring it to pass. The prophet didn't go out and say, "Now I'm telling you, you ought to do this, you ought to do this." No, the prophet said, "Thus says the Lord." This is what the God of power says. The omnipotent one, all-powerful one. This is what he says. And it would behoove you to listen to what he says. You look at Nineveh, Jonah goes and he preaches, finally. He preaches to them, 40 days and 40 nights, you're going to be destroyed. God sent him there to tell them that. But if you read all the Word of God says if people will turn from their wicked way, then they can prevent their destruction. And so the king of Nineveh and had the whole people, even the animals, to humble themselves before the Lord and prevented that. Why would they do that? They knew there was power that spoke those words. Not Jonah. Jonah was just saying what God said. Jonah couldn't bring it to pass. But the one who gave Jonah the word could bring it to pass. He had the power to do it. And so we have to understand that with this blessing, God said it. All they're doing is saying what God said. They're speaking what God said over the land. The curse, they're speaking what God gave them, what God said over the land. Power uttered those words. And those words will bring to pass what they say. You'd be surprised, George, too, when you believe your words, they come into fruition. But we're so frivolous with our words, we don't believe most of what we say. But when you believe it, you have the power to produce it. God's word will produce salvation. Make a out-and-out sinner, as wicked as they come, a saint. By that saint believing what God said, if I'll confess my sins, He's faithful and just to forgive me and to cleanse me from all unrighteousness. In that word is the power to do just that. Because Jesus is not going to die again. It's already done. And so God just saying what this has done for humanity, but humanity has to believe it in order to receive the benefit from it. So do you believe the word of God? You follow me? Not the word of a preacher. Do you believe the word of God? Do you hear the preacher saying words? Or do you hear God? You understand? A preacher can run his mouth. And many of them do. God doesn't do that. There's always substance to the word of God. When God says it, there's substance to it. In that word is the substance to bring that word to pass. Whether it's blessing, whether it's curse. Now Israel had a choice. We have a choice. God's words over the land. That in order to be born again, you must receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. It's written, and it applies to anybody that'll do it. But you have to do it. You understand? Now, she talks about the word producing, but the word, and she mentions seed. Seed does not produce without soil. If you don't believe that, go to the hardware store and see if any of the seed in those things are producing. You understand?
Yeah.
That seed, in that pack, there is the ability to produce. But it must have an environment in which it can produce. Now, we know our heart, by Mark the 4th chapter, we know that our heart is the soil. We also know that it has to be good soil in order to produce. Right?
Okay.
So, that seed, God's word, must go in order to produce. When Gabriel came to Mary, he came with God's word. Not Gabriel's. He is a messenger of God. That means he didn't come up with the message. He got the message. And he's just delivering the message. And in modern day vernacular, he would have said, Mary, you're going to become pregnant. Okay. How? Note this. The Holy Spirit is going to come on you and overshadow you. Now, what you think about this? The Spirit gives life to the Word. This book is just a dead letter. But when the Holy Spirit illuminates that, it's a living Word to you. Right? And so that Word was seed, but it had to have a womb to go into. It had to have soil. And so Mary volunteered, "Be it unto me according to your Word." Now, I mean, this is mind-boggling. Virgins can't have babies. But when the Word of God goes in that womb, it defies all laws of the natural. God's Word has the power in it to bring it to pass because power spoke it. That's how you're born again. Same thing. Some messenger put the Word of God in you, announcing a new birth in you. And all you had to do was receive that Word, "Be it unto me according to your Word." And God puts His nature in you and brings forth a new creation in Christ Jesus. Pretty amazing when you think about it. And so when we see blessing here, curse here, that's not just idle words. Those are words that will produce. Not they may produce, they will produce. Either that you're going to be blessed or you're going to be cursed. That's over the land. You understand? That land's going to be blessed or that land's going to be cursed. And it's inhabitant, depending upon what the inhabitants do with that word. Mm-hmm. Pretty amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
You want to add to that? Okay. You're getting a picture on the word. Mm-hmm. I wish I could convey, I believe, what's been revealed to me by the Lord on words. You think about Jesus' ministry. How did He minister? Words. You know, lepers, if you will, you can cleanse me. I will be clean. Isn't that amazing?
Mm-hmm.
Devils, demon-possessed people. What did come out of them? Daughter, you're loosed from your infirmity. She's bowed over. What happens? She straightens up. What did that? The word that was spoken by power. You understand? None of those religious people were doing any of that. They didn't have the revelation of God's word being a word that was coming out of power to produce it. And so often as Christians, we think we have to make something happen. Well, what if that doesn't work? I don't know if I want to say that or not. It's not up to you. I don't have to make it work. I look at it this way, and you have to understand how I say this. If God speaks to me to say something to you, all the responsibility is on God to make it happen. You understand that?
Mm-hmm.
And the fact is, if God said it, it will happen because power spoke it. But we think we're the power.
Mm-hmm.
No, we're not the power. I got so many things going around in me.
Yeah.
Let me take you back to creation, okay? The sun generates its own power. It rules the day. The moon rules the night. But the moon doesn't generate its own power. The moon reflects the sun. You're the moon. You can be crescent, or you can be full moon. It's going to depend on how much you get into the presence of God, how much of the light of the sun is on us. We're called children of the day. So the sun illuminates us. And he tells us in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, we're to shine as light. So we're the moon. We get in the presence of God, and the presence of God comes off of us. It illuminates. You follow me? Pretty amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's not you producing. It's you allowing God to be seen through you. That's why we say Jesus lives in our hearts. The Spirit of God lives in me. He's in me. God is in us. But he wasn't looking for a house to hide. He's looking for a place to manifest himself in earth, because the body is the legal authority on earth. So God needed a body to legally operate on earth, but none of the physical bodies had the power, so power came into the body so that it could be produced through the body, and it's done with words. Isn't that amazing? It's so simple, but it's so profound that it's mind-boggling how God has set this thing up. You have the power in the name of Jesus, the authority. We have authority and power. We have authority in the name of Jesus and the power of the Holy Spirit. How God has anointed us like He anointed Jesus with the Holy Spirit and with power. And we're to do what Jesus did. John 14:12, verily, verily, I say unto you, the works that I do shall you do also, and greater works than these shall you do, because I'm going to the Father. I've done my job, now you do your job. I have begun, now you complete. I did what I was supposed to do. The body of Christ has an assignment. And that assignment is take that word. Now, what are we going to do? Do you believe the word? Do you believe that you walk in blessing, or do you believe you walk in curse? It's amazing the number of people that believe they walk under the curse. It's amazing how many people are seeking the blessing of God when God lives in you. You're seeking what you have, you just don't know you have it. And so we need a revelation. And this is what Heather was talking about earlier. A revelation of who God is on the inside of us. That's why we put great emphasis on putting the Word in you. And then the Holy Spirit has something to work with. You may put that Word in you. You may be able to quote that Word and all that. But one day, the Spirit of God makes that a living Word. Not memorization. A living Word. It's the living Word that produces. Isn't it interesting that they spoke the blessing, they spoke the curse, they wrote the commandments. Think about it. Keep them before your eyes till it gets into your heart and comes out of your mouth. So we start with a written word. We get this word. We look at this word. We meditate on this word day and night. You see, God told Joshua, don't let it stop coming out of your mouth. You meditate on it day and night so you can observe it and put it into practice. And you'll make your way prosperous. You'll be successful. You do it by believing that word of power. Amen? So, which do you want to walk in, the blessing or the curse? Walk in agreement with God. You never have to seek a blessing. The blessing seeks you, is what Deuteronomy says. We'll see that in the 28th chapter of Deuteronomy. The blessing will come on you and overtake you. That just tells me it'll run you down. But it's contingent upon believing the word. Amen? You want to say anything or time's left? You got anything you want to say? Okay. All right, we'll stop there.